This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In an effort to make daily life a little easier, our colleagues at Slate, from time to time, ask normal people to review certain kinds of household products, things like vacuum cleaners and antacids. This feature is called Shopper. The latest involves an item so common most of us use one every single day. It's the Humble Kitchen Garbage Can. The reviewer is the Slate food writer and professional chef, Sarah Dickerman. She talked with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
You gathered up all these trash cans in your kitchen to give them the garbage test. And can you describe for us the garbage cans that you looked at?
Sure. Here's a simple human can. It's a rectangular can, so it sidles up nicely to a countertop. The cool thing about the simple human is its bags fit really snugly, so you don't get any leakage or accidental drop-in of the bag, and it's about $150. And one of the brands that's right up there is the Brabantia, which is a Dutch company, and they make these very sleek, very sexy trash cans that run around $200.
$200? It better be good, not just sexy.
Exactly. It's got a touch lid, like the Simple Human, but it's much quieter. And so, with a soft touch to the top of the lid, it opens up. And the cool thing is it stays open while you're working, unlike a pedal can where you have to sort of hover nearby the garbage can. And then on the other end of the price scale, of course, there's good old Rubbermaid, who's been making plastic trash cans for a long time. Even they are getting into the stainless steel look and producing cans that have a pearlized finish to make it look like metal. And so they make a can for about $15 or $17. It's got a big round dome lid with a push flap on top, so in order to put your garbage in, you have to put your hand through the push lid. I like the look of it, but the push lid gets in the way, so the way I found I ended up using it was taking off the big round dome lid.
So now you decided to go beyond their good looks and see if they actually work and which ones work better. And you put them through a series of tests. Can you tell us about those tests?
Well, I tried to evaluate the issues I have with trash cans. And one of them is just making sure how much garbage it can catch cleanly and efficiently. And so I put them through a dustpan test with a big dustpan full of flour, which I figured would make as big a mess as possible. And invariably, the ones obviously with big openings worked best. I decided just to further test my theory that a good garbage can should catch garbage well. My husband and I, who are both quite mediocre in basketball, started shooting foul shots with crumpled up pieces of the Sunday Style section of the New York Times. And interestingly enough, it turns out that I think round cans, like a basket, actually catch garbage better than the square ones. So that was a success.
Which one was that?
That was the Lifelight can, which I found was in fact the best with the basketball test.
But then you've got the odor problem.
And then there's the odor problem. So for smell, I decided to come up with the smelliest possible combination of ingredients. And that included fish bones, which I know from the restaurant always stink after a couple days. And I also went to the Asian market and picked up some durian, which is called the world's stinkiest fruit, and it's sort of got this strange odor that's a combination of sulfur and bubblegum, and it's sort of seductive and repulsive all at once. In the end, the garbage in the open can smelled a lot less badly than the garbage in the sort of more hermetically sealed cans, because, of course, everything had sort of fermented more in the closed cans.
So, for your money, for your stink value, for everything else, which are the best cans?
Well, I have to admit that I like the expensive cans, and I was really hoping to...
well.
I was hoping to come up with the conclusion. Yes. What I've decided, and I think this is true in many things in life, it's good to get either the most expensive thing or the least expensive thing, and sometimes the ones in the middle just sort of fail in their missions.
Sarah Dickerman writes about food and occasionally, or at least just this once, about garbage for Slate. You'll find her complete garbage can test with pictures at slate.com. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Madeline.
And thanks to Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand for that interview.